This is Senator Van Wongard, the chairman of the Senate Committee on Judiciary and Public Safety. In June, a guard, or a youth counselor as they are called, was killed by an inmate at the Lincoln Hills School. Lincoln Hills is our juvenile prison for kids who have been convicted of serious and, in many cases, violent felonies. Last week, my committee held a hearing in Merrill to hear firsthand about the conditions at Lincoln Hills. What we heard was a scary and heartbreaking story. It's clear the staff cares about the youth at Lincoln Hills, and they are attempting to do their best. Unfortunately, staff and inmates both feel unsafe, and staff is afraid to speak up for fear of retaliation. Staff allege there have been cover-ups of attacks, and body camera footage has mysteriously disappeared. Despite a huge drop in the number of convicted criminals at Lincoln Hills, attacks have skyrocketed. A lot of the issue at Lincoln Hills can be traced to the implementation of a consent decree entered into by the state in 2018 following allegations of serious abuse of inmates at the school. The consent decree places restrictions on the tools available to control behavior of inmates to ensure staff and inmate safety, resulting in a one-size-fits-all approach to the discipline at Lincoln Hills. Last week's testimony made it clear. Since the consent decree, the Department of Corrections has lost control of Lincoln Hills. Conditions at Lincoln Hills have gotten worse, not better. The consent decree has created an environment where kids have less structure and discipline, allowing them to act out with little or no consequences. Kids at Lincoln Hills feel unsafe, and many are being charged with more crimes while in custody, requiring them to remain in custody even longer. This week, the Republicans on my committee and on the Assembly Corrections Committee sent a letter asking the Department of Corrections to seek to modify the consent decree to ensure the safety of inmates and staff. Unfortunately, on Wednesday, Governor Evers doubled down on these policies, rejecting any change. But something needs to change, otherwise the state will continue to fail its staff and its troubled youth.